Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Chris Brown is with us live on WBEN, Bills play-by-play man. He'll be on the call tonight on WGR as the Bills take on the Falcons. And Ed Oliver is back, Chris. He says he's not completely where he wants to be, but he's good enough to play. How important is it to have Ed back on the field?
Yeah, it'll be an important presence in the defensive front. I don't think there's any question about that. All you need to do is look at last week when the New England Patriots, for almost the entire second half, had their two backs on the field and decided to double-team the defensive ends because they didn't have anybody to worry about in the middle of Buffalo's defensive front from a pass rush standpoint. That changes tonight when Ed Oliver gets back in the lineup. Hopefully he can make an impact.
It's a hope for a lot of people, the hope that he can also maybe do something to slow down Bijan Robinson, who's been tremendous for the Falcons to start the year and has a lot of Bills fans worried because the run defense has been letting up a few big ones over the course of the first few games. How do you see that matchup going down?
Yeah, he has to be priority number one for the defense. There's no question about it. And it's not just the running. It's the pass catching as well. I mean, he leads the league in yards from scrimmage per game at 146, and he's also the leading receiver for the Falcons, and he has two 100-yard receiving games this season already. So it's not just about the running. It's about him getting out in space, making you miss, and then going 50 yards to the house. So it's not just run defense. It's pass defense as well with him.
On the Bills offense, let's talk about James Cook, who has played at the Falcons Stadium before. He played there while he was at the University of Georgia. He didn't score a touchdown, but he did play in three conference title games there. And he says he's going to get a touchdown this week. Talk about this homecoming for him.
Yeah, played at the University of Georgia. And, yeah, they would play their SEC title games there. You know, he was a freshman when they lost to the LSU team led by Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase, and then lost an SEC title game there his final year at Georgia. But it ended well because they ended up winning the national title despite losing the SEC title game. So he did have a good ending, not that it happened in that building. So I think there's some demons he would like to exercise with a strong performance and a victory tonight.
Josh Allen was asked about it during the week, but starting with four of your five first games at home, I mean, going on the road might almost feel like a treat at times, especially after a loss.
Yeah, it's, you know, they haven't played a road game in a month. They completely took the crowd out of it back in week two against the Jets, who are looking like a pretty sorry team right now, still winless and now 0-6 after losing in London yesterday. And the Atlanta fan base, I mean, Atlanta as a whole is largely a college football town. I would liken the Atlanta fans to that of Miami. They can get excited when their team is doing well, but as soon as something goes wrong, they're no longer a factor. So I think it'll be very important for the Bills to get off to a good start here, take the crowd out of it early, not to mention the fact that there is an inordinate number of Bills fans here, both via transplant and that have made the trip. So I would not be shocked if it is a Bills Mafia takeover tonight as well.
Oh, all right. Nice to hear that. Dalton Kincaid, Chris, he's listed as questionable on the injury report. How big a hit would it be for the offense if he can't go? I mean, he's been the top receiver and a great blocker.
Yeah, he does lead the team in receiving yards, and he has been a mismatch in the passing game for the Bills almost every week. So, yeah, they would miss him if he does not play. We'll have to see how things look in pregame warmups tonight. So we'll try to keep you apprised of that as best we can on the Bills Radio Network pregame coverage. So he could very well just be a game-time decision, how he's feeling tonight. I tend to think that he should be able to go. You can always, you know, take a few extra ibuprofen with an oblique, but we don't know the severity of the oblique muscle. You know, if it's torn, that's a much different thing. If it's strained, he'll probably be able to play with it, but we just don't know the severity.
Okay, so watching for that as well. The week before the bye and coming off the loss, Chris, should we be expecting any new wrinkles? I mean, does that loss and the way the offense performed, and not just with the turnovers, but a little bit of the disjointed play, does that give a little incentive for Joe Brady to just kind of say, you know what, if we throw this out there, throw this to show everybody that, you know, you still got to watch out for this version of the Buffalo Bills?
No, I think they're just going to approach it like they always do, which is, you know, what are our strengths? How do we maximize those? What are our weaknesses and how do we minimize those? And then let's look at the opponent and see where their strengths and weaknesses lie and try to exploit them where we feel we have mismatches. And that's kind of how Joe Brady approaches it every week. Now, that's not to say he's not always looking for something that could work around the league. As a matter of fact, I talked to him for our pregame interview, which you'll hear tonight, and I asked him where he gets his inspiration from. And he admitted he looks around the league at what other teams are doing as well and sees if any of it could be applied in some form or fashion to the personnel that he has on the offensive side of the ball for the Bills. So not to say that he's not going to try to be inventive, but coming off a loss, you want to get back to the things that have made you successful for so many years. So I think they'll probably try to stick to that as best they can.
Well, the Patriots won again yesterday. They're now 4-2. How real do you think they are?
Well, we thought going into the season, at least I did, that they were going to be Buffalo's stiffest competition in the division. So far, that's proven to be the case. And this is what Mike Vrabel coach teams do. They steadily improve as the season wears on. And I believe, as I told you guys a week or so ago, he is a coach that has a very good ability, even if his team doesn't measure up in the talent department to the opponent, to muck up a game to the point where they're within one score when you get to crunch time. And that's what happened last week against the Bills. And, you know, lo and behold, there they are with another one-score victory against a Saints team that I think is still a little bit underrated and getting better as well. And that's how they're going to have to play for a little while here until they can accumulate more talent over the next couple of off seasons. But you could get to 8, 9, maybe even 10 wins playing that way, and they have a good young quarterback. So they've got a shot. They'll have a look at it, I think, come the end of the season at the postseason.
All right. Hey, Chris, thanks so much. Chris Brown will be on the call tonight on WGR. It's a 7:15 kickoff, a little bit of a different time tonight with the Bills in Atlanta.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.